Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
The Religious Liberty Commission recently heard testimony regarding the military. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, I think it's so exciting to see what's happening with the military and Secretary Hegseth and how he's making these changes from the previous administration, where all these woke generals and whatnot were kind of running the show during COVID and all that. So it's been positive to see the changes. They're wanting to adhere and defend people's religious liberty in the military.
Yes, it's finally time for the military to be recognized and to be compensated and recognized for their service rather than abused as they were under the Biden administration. Unfortunately, it's too late for some. It's too late for those that committed suicide. We know of at least two people that did commit suicide because of the intense pressure. And then it's too late for others who were discharged and they left their careers. They either retired early or they were forced out. And it's also too late for those who succumbed to the pressure, took the COVID shot, and now suffer injury. And we actually interviewed one of those individuals on our Freedom Alive television program, an individual who suffered significantly, continues to suffer from these COVID shots because she was forced to take the COVID shot. And on the other hand, we represented a lot of individuals who stood by their religious convictions and they said no. They got a lot of pushback. They were mocked. They were mistreated. They were, some of them, forced out, or they were forced out of their positions. As a result, for example, pilots or others that were not able to go through different kinds of training or flight time, flight hours, they lost their opportunity for promotion. And in the military, it's either up or out. You're either moving up or you're going to be pushed out.
Well, you know, we had a great victory, though, and got that COVID shot mandate dropped finally because of our Navy SEAL versus Austin case, and saw that victory in the court in Florida. But now some of these military personnel are still facing religious discrimination with these other shots, like the Tdap and the flu shots. They're trying to force them to take those.
Yeah, we won significant cases representing men and women in various branches, the United States Marines. We represented them in the Navy, and we represented them in the Air Force Academy as well. And we actually originally represented them in all the different areas, but the judges then, they wanted to segregate different kinds of military branches with different judges. But we got the class-wide injunction against the Department of Defense on behalf of the military, the Navy, and the Marines. And that ultimately ended the shot mandate. But what we found, Holly, back then, it's just a surreal moment for all of us who lived through it, because we were on the phone. All of our staff, really, participated in every different kind of way that you could imagine, talking to people, writing people, working on cases, counseling people, supporting people, participating in many, many telephone conferences, multiple conferences throughout the week, for our military members, for others as well, healthcare workers and others. What we found is in the military, they purported to honor religious freedom, but they basically took the position that they are their own law to themselves, and they can do whatever they want to, and no court should tell them otherwise. Irrespective of what the federal law or the Constitution does, they are the actual law, and when they give a command, it doesn't matter what the law is, they want you to follow it, irrespective of whether it's illegal. And they lied over and over again, lied about the reality of what was going on.
Well, and they were issuing these template denials to various service members, and they were supposed to be looking at each case individually for the circumstances, but they would just, and we could see the paperwork. They were all the same.
All the same.
Just templates.
Yeah, the same. And that's what the judge in our case found, too. These are just the cookie cutter, rubber
right.
stamp denials without any individual evaluation, which is what they're supposed to do. And they really abuse so many people. Unbelievable. We could just talk about the story after story after story of just heartbreaking situations that we encountered with some of the military. But what we found was a systemic problem.
Mm-hmm.
We got through COVID with regards to the injunctions that we won. But then obviously, you know, COVID is just one shot. They have to get a lot of shots, and some individuals in the military have objections to other kinds of shots besides COVID.
So this is still happening.
So it's still happening. And some of the reasons would be the shots are made with aborted fetal cell lines, the same reason why they objected to COVID.
Mm-hmm.
Or the shots are not necessary and are harmful or can be harmful to the body, and they don't want to poison or hurt their body, the temple that they need to protect. So we have other individuals that we continue to represent. One of them is a first lieutenant, and this individual is now being forced to leave the military if we don't succeed in pushing back with the court order. He has objected to the Tdap and the flu vaccines. A chaplain has affirmed his sincerely held religious beliefs. The Marine Corps gave the officer a boilerplate denial virtually identical to those used during the COVID-19 mandates. And he says, quote, "My separation recommendation is grounded not in lack of unit performance, bad conduct by me, or mission failure, but solely on my lawful exercise of religious convictions." That was according to his testimony that was presented at this hearing. It goes on to say, sincere religious believers opposed to additional vaccinations are still being treated as insubordinate, violators of lawful orders, and refusers, notwithstanding the rejection of the COVID mandates. That's part of the testimony. In the testimony, First Lieutenant made several recommendations, including that the military should adopt a genuinely individualized case-by-case process for evaluating religious accommodation requests.
That's what they're supposed to be doing.
And that's what they're supposed to do under the law with
right.
under the RFRA, the Federal Religious Freedom Restoration Act.
But not the case.
Not one that relies on form denials, boilerplate, or blanket rejections, but instead carefully considers the sincerity of beliefs, the actual risk to force readiness, and less burdensome alternatives. He also recommended that they prohibit punitive or career damaging actions, that is separation, loss of pay, denial of promotion or training, triggered as soon as a service member submits a request for exemption from vaccines on religious grounds. And then he also recommended revise the vaccine requirement for all vaccine conditions that are not life-threatening in healthy individuals or which are non-transmissible to others to be optional, based solely on individual service members' discretion. The U.S. government does not live in the service member's body after service. Mm. Only that person does.
Well, that's all right.
That's
Sarah.
A good point.
Yeah. It's my body, not yours, right? What happened to my body, my choice?
Well, you know, under COVID mandate, the Pentagon uniformly denied most of the 36,500 religious exemptions requested. It received from troops to abstain from the experimental shot, and involuntarily discharged more than 8,300 service members for refusing to take the jab.
That's why the recruitment was so down during COVID and after. Who wanted to join the service?
Nobody wanted to join. We have people that are 39-year veterans in the mm-hmm. Army that was forced out because he did not, as a medical doctor, want
right.
to force people to take the jab.
Right.
And he himself was vax injured with the Moderna shot.
So the recruitment is not too good after that.
So, I mean, he's from a family of military, and he would not recommend his family members
yes,
to go into the military.
Yes, he sold his son. It's not the time to
not
do that.
Not the time to go in.
Maybe, it might be
that
different
may be
now.
Changed now
yeah.
because with President Trump, you know, he's ordered the Pentagon to reinstate any willing service members who were found
right.
to be forced out of the military for taking a stand against the experimental shot. So that may change now, but we also have another individual, Lieutenant Colonel, was in the military since high school and wanted to continue to stay in there forever, left the military, and wouldn't recommend it because of what she experienced in the Biden administration. Again, that may change now because of President Trump, but it was awful, terrible during the Biden administration. And we continue to represent men and women in the military. Like, for example, we represent Major Worley against the National Guard in Idaho for discriminating against him because of his personal, religious, and pro-life, pro-family views. For more information, go to Liberty Counsel's website, lc.org. That's lc.org.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.